Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean weekly news items you may have missed for the week ending May 10th, 2019. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news: former Jamaican Prime Minister hospitalized in Florida. Edward Seaga, former Prime Minister of Jamaica, has been hospitalized in Miami, Florida. Seaga, 88, had been in the United States seeking medical attention for about 2 weeks regarding a chronic illness and complications associated with that illness. Seaga served as Prime Minister from 1980 through 1989. He is the longest-serving Jamaican Member of Parliament, having served for 43 years from 1962 until 2005. He's currently the Chancellor of the University of Technology, Jamaica, after being appointed to a 3-year term in November of 2017. Montego Bay Hotel repurposes plastic trash. An initiative headed by Hanif Richards, the Environmental, Health and Safety Officer at Sandals Montego Bay, has hotel workers repurposing plastic bottles and beer cans, making garbage bins from the trash. Richards is also encouraging other firms in Jamaica to find innovative ways to manage waste and enhance the recycling efforts of their workers. Plastic bottles and beer cans are collected daily at Sandals Montego Bay as part of the resort's waste management program, which are then given to Jamaica Recycles, and from there, the trash is transformed into trash bins for the use of guests and team members on the hotel property. This week's Caribbean news: Grenada to bring culinary team to Taste of the Caribbean contest. In its debut appearance at the Taste of the Caribbean competition, Grenada plans to field a team of 7 members who will bring the flavor of the spice of the Caribbean to the annual contest. The competition is scheduled to take place in Miami, Florida, between June 21st and June 25th, 2019. The Grenada Hotel and Tourism Association, GHTA, team of culinary experts will represent the 3 island nations of Grenada, Carriacou, and Petite Martinique. The GHTA, Grenada Tourism Authority, GTA, and other private sector entities are sponsoring the team, which is led by Chef Belinda Bishop. It will join 11 other Caribbean teams in various competitions. Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news: 5 men deported from UK to Jamaica killed after arrival. Since March of 2018, it has been reported that at least 5 men deported from the United Kingdom back to Jamaica under policies imposed by the UK Home Office have been killed. The men were killed after being sent back to the island, which has one of the highest murder rates per capita anywhere in the world. They were deported in spite of rules that prohibit deportation to countries where an individual's life may be endangered. The UK government does not routinely monitor what happens after people have been deported, but The Guardian newspaper has verified the deaths of 5 men. The reporting has raised the pressure on the Home Office to justify the resumption of deportation charter flights to Jamaica since February 2019. This week's business news: Jamaican and Caribbean classrooms benefit from publishing partnership. Oxford University Press, a subsidiary of Oxford University in the United Kingdom, and Book Fusion, a provider of an e-book platform, have partnered to provide quality digital educational resources to classrooms in the Caribbean. The collaboration of these entities will support schools, institutions, and education ministries in the Caribbean region through digital resources that can be accessed on all devices anywhere. By the end of 2019, it is expected the initiatives will cover the entire region with new resources, including new publishing like Investigating Science for Jamaica, 2nd edition, Principles of Accounting for CSEC, 2nd edition, and Information Technology for CSEC, 3rd edition. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Reggae legend exhibits dub in physical form in New York. Reggae legend and pioneer Lee Scratch Perry has created his first exhibit, Mirror Master Futures Yard, which is on exhibit at the Swiss Institute in New York City's East Village. The exhibit will run through June 2, 2019. Perry's exhibit features rocks, leaves, drawings, printouts, and paraphernalia scattered on the floor of a room as reggae music plays from a speaker. According to Lorenzo Barnett, an independent curator based in Zurich who organized the exhibition together with the Swiss Institute, it was sometimes challenging working with Perry, who once tried to throw a rock at him as a blessing. Barnett said he loves Perry's work and calls it dub in physical form. This week's sports news. Star athletes announced for 2019 Racers Grand Prix. Jamaican Olympic champion Shelly Ann Fraser-Pryce will join 130 athletes from 15 countries to vie for supremacy in 19 events at the fourth staging of the Racers Adidas Grand Prix on Saturday, June 8, 2019 at the National Stadium in Kingston. Commonwealth and Olympic champions will compete with other medalists in the women's 100 and 400 meters, men's 100, 200 and 400 meters, and other star-studded events. Also appearing is World Under 20 and CARIFTA champion Brianna Williams. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. This week's Jamaica Weekly News Summary is sponsored by the Jamaican Recipes Android and iPhone app. Get over 110 recipes with step-by-step cooking instructions by searching Jamaican Recipes in the Android Market and iTunes Store. Download it today. We invite you to become a weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at turnitupradio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to midday at theenglishconnectionmedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at e2onair.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word. And also, Happy Mother's Day this coming Sunday.